Welcome to the November 10th meeting of the Orange County Planning Commission. I'd like to start the meeting asking Commissioner Harper if you'd please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll move on to roll call. First District Commissioner Ha.
Here.
Second District Commissioner Harper.
Here.
Third District Commissioner Rice, he has an excused absence today. Fourth District Commissioner Perez.
Here.
And Fifth District Commissioner Bartlett, I am here. We'll move on to the minutes of September 23rd, 2020. Take a few minutes to review those, and I'll take a motion when ready.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for the September 23rd, 2020.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Now we'll move on to item two, discussion items. Public hearing, general plan amendment 220-02, transportation element, all supervisorial districts. Mr. Vaughn, can we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, commissioners. We have two items today covering similar topics for general plan amendments for the master plan of arterial highways. We have our contract planner, Debbie Drasler, that will be doing a presentation. We also have BB Jimenez and Wei Zhu on our phone call as staff, and we also have our CEQA consultant if there are any questions afterwards.
So we're going to be doing general plan amendment 20-02 and 20-03 together?
Correct. So we'll have one presentation, and there will be a break in the middle to do recommended actions on item number one, and then we'll go right into number two.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Dressler. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Members, good afternoon. Staff is requesting authorization to initiate General Plan Amendment T-2002 and T-2003 to amend the County of Orange Circulation Plan contained in the transportation element to conform to the Orange County Master Plan of Arterial Highways. Today's presentation will provide a brief recap of the County Circulation Plan contained in the transportation element and the Master Plan of Arterial Highways. Following the background information, I will present and discuss each of the general plan amendments separately, the specific changes we are seeking to make, and the recommended action. The transportation element is one of the elements of the county's general plan. It sets forth a comprehensive strategy and contains goals, objectives, policies, and implementation programs intended to guide planning efforts to ensure the transportation system will accommodate growth throughout the entire county. One of the goals identified within the transportation element is to provide a circulation plan that is integrated with that of adjacent jurisdictions. To achieve this goal, the circulation plan establishes a system of roadways within the unincorporated areas. The circulation plan identifies each facility as existing or proposed, as well as its arterial designation. The plan also depicts existing highways, freeways, and other roadways throughout Orange County, and is amended as necessary to remain consistent with the Orange County Master Plan of Arterial Highways, which is administered and maintained by the Orange County Transportation Authority, also referred to as OCTA. The Master Plan of Arterial Highways depicts existing and proposed arterial highways throughout the Orange County. As part of the process, OCTA reviews the circulation plans of all local jurisdictions for consistency every 2 years and works with the jurisdictions to bring their plan into compliance. As previously stated, there are two general plan amendments before you today. Staff will present each proposal separately for your consideration and vote. Following authorization of today's, staff expects return to the Planning Commission on December 9th for a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors. Additionally, the proposed amendments to the county circulation plan will also be proposed to Orange County Transportation Authority as updates to the master plan of arterial highways, which is expected to be heard in January 2021. The first is general plan. The first project is General Plan T-2002. OC Development Services Land Development Division is requesting the Planning Commission to initiate General Plan T-2002 to revise the County of Orange Circulation Plan contained in the transportation element. The proposed circulation plan update includes, one, deletion of the conceptually proposed Christianitos Road, south of Cow Camp Road. Christianitos Road was originally intended to serve as a north-south arterial highway with the connection to the conceptually proposed extension of the 241 transportation corridor, which was later abandoned and removed from the master plan of arterial highway in 2016 and the county circulation plan as well in 2018. With the removal of the 241 extension, Christianitas Road no longer has a logical termination or connectivity to the other roadways at the southern terminus and is therefore proposed to be deleted south of Cow Camp Road. The update also includes to add to the circulation the alignment of Los Patronos Parkway from Cow Camp Road to Avenida La Pata and designate it as a primary arterial highway. The proposed modification would extend Los Patronos Parkway from its current terminus at Cow Camp Road south to Avenida La Pata. The conceptual alignment depicted on the circulation plan would traverse the ranch planned community, also known as the ranch, and a portion of the Prima landfill property. Overall, the Los Patronos Parkway extension would cross through less than 1% of the Prima landfill's 1,530-acre site. An addendum has been prepared to address CEQA issues and will be provided at the December meeting for your review and recommendations. The initiation of the general plan amendment is the first step of the process. Therefore, at this time, staff is recommending that the Planning Commission receive staff report and public testimony as appropriate, and authorize staff to initiate General Plan Amendment T-20-02, transportation element, to update the County of Orange Circulation Plan. That concludes this proposal, and if you have any questions, staff is available to answer any questions.
Any questions for Ms. Dressler? So the way I understand this, I'm just going to maybe repeat a couple of things, but this is an initiation request only.
Correct.
And that you're looking at sort of cleaning up and cleaning up the transportation element, making it consistent with other jurisdictions, and the merits of the actual project will come back to us in December.
Correct.
Mr. Fong, are there any public speakers?
Yes, we have one public speaker in the room today with Mike Balsamo. We have two phone numbers on the virtual call-in. I believe there are staff, but we should do a roll call just in case to confirm if there's any public members on the virtual side. So we can call up Mike first.
Okay, I'm going to open the public hearing. And since Mr. Balsamo is here, he gets first choice to come up.
Good afternoon, Chair Bartlett and Commissioners. My name is Mike Balsamo with Rancho Mission Viejo. Appreciate the hearing this afternoon, and we're thankful to the staff for the recommendation. We agree with the recommendation. The majority of the road goes through land owned by Rancho Mission Viejo. Our original circulation plan, call it, for Rancho Mission Viejo was approved in 2004. And for the most part, we've held true to all the expectations of the original transportation planning for the community. However, over time, things do change. In 2016, the TCA got into a settlement agreement with some environmental organizations and withdrew the green alignment, which Christianitos Road would have originally connected to the green alignment to the east. Because that roadway is no longer in play or was abandoned by the Transportation Corridor Agency, it means that we have to look to another way to circulate traffic through our community. And Los Petronas Parkway, the extension of Los Petronas, as an arterial to La Plata, is the proposed way to do that. I'm pleased to report that the adjoining cities and the Capistrano Unified School District are all supportive of this initiative that we're working on with the county. And again, we look forward to your positive recommendation today to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Balsamo. Is there anybody on the line that would like to speak at the public hearing?
There is one user, and I just unmute. Number 909251.
909251, please go ahead.
I have no comments.
Good afternoon. Please state your name.
It is Mary Jane Lopez.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I just had a question. I wanted to know what the land was that you said would cross through less than 1% of the site.
Ms. Dressler, did you want to respond to that, please? So the question was, what was the land that the alignment would cross through that was only 1% of the land area?
The Prima landfill.
Prima de Shaker landfill?
Correct. Was that her question?
Mm-hmm. That was her question. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Nobody else on the line?
No, there's only two callers. I think the other one is staff.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing. Any internal questions or comments for the staff or discussion? If not, I'd like to have a motion to authorize staff to initiate General Plan Amendment T20-03, the transportation element to update the County of Orange Circulation Plan.
This is
02. Oh, so this is 02. 02. Yes. My apologies. 02.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize staff to initiate the General Plan Amendment T20-02 transportation element to update the County of Orange Circulation Plan.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second that.
Oops. Second. Second by Commissioner Perez. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next item, Ms. Dressler.
Thank you, Commissioner Bartlett. Okay, the next proposal is General Plan Amendment T20-03. OC Development Services Land Development Division is requesting the Planning Commission to initiate General Plan Amendment T20-03 to revise the County of Orange Circulation Plan contained in the transportation element. General Plan Amendment T20-03 includes amendments to three existing roadways located in Planning Area 2 within the Ranch Plan area of Rancho Mission Viejo. The request is for authorization to update the county's circulation plan to complete the following revisions. Reclassify Chiquita Canyon Drive between Fauna Drive and Ascensia Drive from its current secondary arterial highway designation to a divided collector arterial. The county circulation plan currently depicts Chiquita Canyon Drive as a four-lane secondary arterial highway located between Cal Camp Road and Los Petronas Parkway. Adoption of the proposed amendment to the circulation plan will reclassify Chiquita Canyon Drive between Fauna Drive and Ascensio Drive from its current secondary arterial highway to a divided two-lane collector arterial highway. Secondly, add to the circulation plan the alignment of Fauna Drive as a commuter roadway between Chiquita Canyon Drive and Ascensia Drive. And lastly, add to the circulation plan the alignment of Ascensia Drive from Fauna Drive to Cow Camp Road and reclassify Ascensia Drive between Adanza Street and Fauna Drive as a commuter roadway. Fauna Drive and Ascensia Drive are not currently designated as arterial highways and were removed from the circulation plan in 2018. At the time, the alignment for both Fauna and Ascensia Drive were not fully defined and were shown inaccurately in the county circulation plan. The removal of Fauna Drive and Ascensia Drive did not transfer to the Orange County Transportation Authority's master plan arterial highway. One of the goals of the county's transportation element is to ensure consistency between the county circulation plan and the MPAH. Adding Fauna Drive to and Ascensia Drive to the county circulation plan will achieve this goal. It should be noted that a commuter roadway, if you notice the difference in the language, is that a commuter roadway is a type of collector arterial on the county circulation plan and is equivalent to a collector on the master plan of arterial highways. An initial study was prepared to address CEQA and will be also be provided at the December meeting for your review and recommendation. With that, the initiation of the general plan amendment is the first step of the process. Therefore, at this time, staff is recommending that the Planning Commission receive staff reports and public testimony as appropriate and authorize staff to initiate General Plan Amendment T20-03, transportation element to update the County of Orange circulation plan. If you have any questions,
thank you again, Ms. Dressler.
Thank you.
Any questions before you leave the microphone?
None for me.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure, thank you.
We'll open the public hearing. Do we have any members of the public wishing to speak on this item?
No members in person. We have to check the virtual if the same caller wants to speak or not.
Okay, let's check and see if there's anybody online that would like to address the commission on this item.
She's muted. I mean, unmuted.
Have we unmuted that person
yes.
yet? Okay.
Sorry. Yes, Mary, I think Mary is unmuted. 909-251.
Okay, Mary, if you can hear us, go ahead, unmute yourself and please proceed.
No comment, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So that would conclude the public hearing. Any other questions by the Planning Commission? At this point in time, can I please get a motion? Let's authorize staff to initiate General Plan Amendment T-20-03, transportation element to update the County of Orange circulation plan. A motion, please.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize staff to initiate General Plan Amendment T-20-03, transportation element to update the County of Orange circulation plan.
Thank you, Commissioner Harper. A second.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Haw. All in favor, please say
aye.
Yes. Aye. All right. Thank you very much. That ends the public hearing section of the agenda. Let's go on to the executive officer update. Mr. Vong.
Item number three.
Planning Commission meeting minutes right here. Meeting schedule.
Right.
So, pursuant to the rules and procedures of the Orange County Planning Commission Section 3 meetings adopted August 24, 1987, states that the Commission shall by resolution establish a schedule of its upcoming meetings for at least 6 months in advance. Is there a staff report?
No staff report, just the calendar of meetings.
Okay, the calendar has been sent out to all of us. Any questions by the Commission?
No.
The only thing is Commissioner Rice not here, so I don't know if he has a copy of this.
Yes, he does, and he replied saying that he was not going to be in attendance. He didn't have any comments on any of the items on the agenda.
Okay,
so I guess we will assume that he's okay with the schedule.
Can I have a motion for approval?
I'll make a motion to approve the 2021 calendar.
Motion by Commissioner Perez.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Haw.
May I make a comment? There is a resolution that needs to be adopted. So that it was in the recommended action. So the recommended action should just adopt the resolution and approve the calendar.
The recommended action will be to adopt the resolution and approve the calendar. Was that the intent of your motion, Commissioner Perez?
There's a resolution.
There's a resolution adopting the calendar.
Oh, yes, please. Adopt the resolution to approve the calendar.
Commissioner Ha?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Now we can move on to the executive officer update.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Just a couple updates. So I know the last plan commission hearing we had, I talked about some controversial projects heading your way. Those projects will probably get pushed out towards next year. There is a chance it may come December, but we don't know if they'll make it in time. Those projects, they're still finalizing their package, so we haven't prepared any staff reports yet. But once they're ready, we'll prepare briefings for each of you guys. And we'll also have some run-throughs of just what the virtual format will look like, just because we expect a lot of participants. So we're looking forward to towards probably early next year, depending on what their schedule's like. We're still waiting for the applicant to respond to some of our comments. Some other things we'll bring up. Next meeting, we'll come back with these MPAH details. We also have one coming in January for an acoustical certification list. This is a list that we have every 5 years where our building official will certify acoustical consultants. And as part of our process, we have had to have a public forum for anyone to review that list, and the plan commission will make the recommendation to certify the acoustical consultants. So we're planning about January to bring the item forward. I know there's a lot of talk about the arena numbers. So we recently submitted our appeal to SCAG probably 2 weeks ago through Supervisor Wagner. SCAG told us that we won't hear back until around February if our appeal is heard or not. We're planning just to go forward with what the number that we have so far. So the county was hit with about a 10,000 unit number to build out in the next 8 years. So the process that we're in right now is that we're working with our consultant to do our site inventory. We're reviewing all the parcels of land that we have and reviewing against all the legislation that was passed to see which parcels are still applicable that we could still use and which parcels need to be rezoned. So with that process, we're looking towards probably middle of next year, early around March or April, to start the public stakeholder process, start some forums and roundtables with development community, county staff, academic community, and just get all the ideas that we have on how we can meet this number. It is a large number, about double of what we had last time. So we're open to any and all suggestions. So we're gonna start posting on our website, just people can start emailing us. We have a new email that will get posted on just any comments or questions about the arena process. We're open to any suggestion on how to hit this 10,000 number, which all the cities are gonna be struggling with how to hit this number too. So we'll be working with the cities and OCOG and just try to strategize collectively on how to hit this number. So those are all the updates I have.
Will the, when you appealed the decision on 10,000, did you go back with a number, or are you waiting for them to respond?
We did. So our strategy, which is kind of unique to the county, is that we have had parcels of land that were annexed into cities. So that was one of our main strategies, is to tell SCAG that we are losing land and we've lost land in the last cycle, and that we should get credit for the units that were allocated to those parcels. So that was one of our strategies. The other strategy is that we do have a lot of areas of open space are dedicated for conservation that there's nothing that we could do. You can't even rezone it. They could just never be built on. So we do have a lot of canyon areas with that. So we did like a rough calculation of what that number would look like just based on acreage. So we did come back with the number, but we, from what we're hearing, the SCAG's not gonna really look at those numbers. So we're just gonna prepare as normal for this 10,000 number.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You mentioned you did this with the support of Supervisor Wagner. Were the other supervisors also chiming in on their thoughts on this process as well?
Or? Just through the CEO's office. So we coordinate with the CEO's office, and Supervisor Wagner sits on the SCAG Regional Advisory Committee. So through his position with SCAG, that's where the letter was submitted. And if anyone's interested, all the appeals are posted on the SCAG website, so you can actually see what other cities are posting too. There were a lot of appeals throughout Southern California that came in.
Thank you, Mr. Vaughn. A great update. County Council update. Ms. Walsh.
Good afternoon. Just briefly on the Esperanza Hills project.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
Can we get through the holidays first?
Yeah, it's about the holidays. On the Esperanza Hills project, on Monday, we have oral argument at the Court of Appeal on the final, well, I hope final appeal. This is challenging the board's 2018 approval, which was your second approval of the project. And much of it is what we would call res judicata, because it's been raised before. This is our fifth substantive trip to the Court of Appeal on Esperanza Hills. And we're going to argue on Monday, and we'll just see how that comes out. If we have to fix something, there is a possibility that Esperanza Hills would be back before the Planning Commission.
Has there been a tentative ruling, or?
No, there's no tentatives usually at the Court of Appeal. Okay. So, and this is all, it's all telephonic, so that
would be
my first time doing that and not seeing the reactions of the justices. So it'll be interesting. So we'll know within 60 days after that and whether it would be back here or not.
Hope not.
Thank you.
So.
Okay. Planning Commissioner comments. I'll start with Commissioner Harper, since I missed you last time when we were doing this. Any comments?
I did receive a phone call from one of the applicants, some sort of testing area. I didn't want to look into it. I said I'd like to ask the staff to report on that, and they wanted to brief me on their side of view, so I don't know what they call you too, so I don't plan on meeting with them. Maybe I just, okay, if you have anything, we just shoot me an email, I'll read on it or something like that. But if you have any recommendations, you let me know.
Okay. Commissioner Hall?
I have none to report at this point. Nothing.
Commissioner Perez?
I also received the same phone call, same requests. What little we were briefed on, gave me a little heads up. I do have a few more follow-ups that I'd like to talk a little offline on and to see what our process and everything is, since I'm the new one on the commission, and what we do go moving forward. As you mentioned before, RENA numbers are here and everything else, so I imagine we're going to be getting more of those kinds of phone calls. So it'd be good to have a process and how this board would like to handle that.
Great, thank you. And I also received the same phone call, and I agreed to meet with them. I think it's next week, perhaps. There's something on my calendar. So I'm going to meet with their, I don't know if it's their attorney or their representative, but I can also disclose the information I receive at the next meeting. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll do official briefings later on. So, yeah, for that project, there is no final package yet. So whatever you hear, that's just from the applicant's side or the whoever's calling you their side. But we haven't finalized our package on the county staff side yet. So.
Yeah. He didn't even know we're meeting today. So I said, there's no meeting during the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and there's nothing scheduled for that project yet. So,
yeah.
Okay. Sharon, do you know Commissioner Wright received the same phone call? Do you know?
No, he did not mention it, and this is the first time that I'm hearing that you all received phone calls, because what our policy is and process is anyone from the public reaches out to the Planning Commission secretary, and all correspondence goes through me, through, to be delivered to you all, so that you're not blindly, accepting a phone call. And I think, and I've mentioned this before to the previous members, that our policy is not to give out your personal or work telephone numbers, email addresses, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I received an inquiry to connect with either one of you or all of you, I send an email to you all letting you know what the request was. And so, and then that way, we're all on the same page of knowing.
I didn't give out my email yet.
I'm kind of curious to know how they, got your phone numbers, which, I mean, it's kind of easy to do nowadays,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being that first line of defense for us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Final item will be the public comments. Are there any members of the public that would like to address the Planning Commission, either online or in the audience?
I think the attendee left.
Okay, yeah, there's only staff left on the call-in line, so no one left.
No, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, we'll conclude today's meeting. The next meeting of the Orange County Planning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, December 9th, 2020 at 1:30. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.